Idaho will celebrate 132 years of statehood this weekend. According to worldhistoryproject.org, Idaho became a U.S. territory on March 4th when Abraham Lincoln signed an act of Congress in 1863. Today, we celebrate Idaho Day on the anniversary of this signing. The original Idaho Territory included parts of modern-day Montana and Wyoming. Idaho officially became a state and was admitted into the Union on July 3rd of 1890, when President Benjamin Harrison signed a proclamation making Idaho the 43rd state. However, Museum of Idaho curator Jeff Carr says that Idaho as we know it came very close to not existing at all.
In the late 1880s, there was a campaign in Congress to basically split up Idaho, and that bill actually passed in Congress. It was sort of a touchy subject, and so President Cleveland just chose to pocket veto it, which basically means he just chose to not sign the bill. And so because the bill was never signed, Idaho remained intact and became a state in 1890.
While Idaho is known for homegrown potatoes, its main agricultural product is actually dairy. Idaho's reputation as the potato state is deeply rooted in a 1930s marketing campaign.
In the 1930s, the Idaho Potato Commission came up and started marketing Idaho potatoes all over the country, and they were really good at it, and started marketing Idaho as the potato state in order to try to sell their produce to stores and restaurants and others, and lobbied to, you know, have it put on the license plate and everything else.
History in Idaho continues with elected officials like Governor Brad Little. He says Idahoans should be proactive participants in our democratic republic.
People need to remember that we have a republic, and we should celebrate our history, continue to work on creating a more perfect union, but people need to participate in our system. That democratic republic requires participation. Just shooting off a few fireworks and having a barbecue, which is important, but you got to remember the sacrifices of the people that created this country.
He encourages participation in local meetings for city council, the school board, planning and zoning, and even running for elected office. From Governor Little and us here at BYU Idaho Radio,
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Ashley Chilcutt.